On this evening, we've got a very excellent English country rock band by the name of Bees Make Honey. But first of all, from America, John Prine.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol, and I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of her neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your teeth, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive. Fern knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your teeth, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus down your own. Well, I was young and hungry. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place. When just as I was leaving, well, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, nobody'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. And here is the reason why. We blew up our teeth, threw away our paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches, they all found Jesus on now.
Thank you. This is a song about smiling. It's an old song. I wrote it about 4 years ago. Around the time I wrote it, I was writing a whole bunch of songs about death. You know, just knocking them out. You know? One right after another. Death. So I figured this might be a challenge. It's about smiling illegally, because that's as close as I could get to smiling at all right at the time. It's kind of a sing-along song of sorts. I didn't originally intend it to be a sing-along song because they tend to make me nervous. I just never been able to tell people to come on everybody. You know? So only reason I know this one might be a sing-along song is because a couple of years ago, I heard some people singing along with it. When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. Bowl of oatmeal tried to stir me down, and one
And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Sometimes I hit that right on time. Really sounds good. Just have to take my word for it.
Well, sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court, and the judge's name was Hoffman. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun, son of a gun, a till of the hunt, my sisters and I. Thank you.
A couple lovers that never met. They've been admiring each other for a long time. Nobody ever introduced them.
Small town, bright lights, Saturday night, pinballs and pool halls flashing their lights, making change behind the counter in a penny arcade, sat the fat girl daughter of Virginia and Ray. Lydia hid her thoughts like a cat behind her small eyes, sunk deep in her fat. She read romance magazine up in her room, felt just like Sunday on Saturday afternoon. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisies, like love hidden deep in your heart. shaved heads, Saturday night. A warehouse of strangers with 60 white lights. Staring through the ceiling, just wanting to be, play one of too many, a young PFC. Donald. There are spaces between Donald and whatever he said. Strangers have forced him to live in his head. He envisioned the details of romantic scenes after midnight in the stillness of the barracks latrine. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisies, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Hot love, cold love, no love at all, a portrait of guilt that's hung on a wall. Nothing is wrong, nothing is right. Donald and Lydia made love at night. Love. They made love in the mountains, they made love in the streams, they made love in the valleys, they made love in their dreams. But when they were finished, there was nothing to say, 'cause mostly they made love from 10 miles away. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisies, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Stone came home to his wife and family after serving the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for none, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling. Bought $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like a 1,000 railroad trains. Eased his mind in the hour that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have the gear. Don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fine. Now there's nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears. Don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Thank you. Friend in Fremont, he sells used cars, you know. Well, he calls me up twice a year just to ask me how'd it go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. I met a girl from Venus. Her insides were lined in gold. But she did what she did. Said, how was it, kid? She was politely told. Pretty good. Not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy. Sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy's ever seen. Molly went to Arkansas. She got raped by Dobbin's dog. Well, she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against a log. Pretty good. Not bad, she can't complain. Cause actually, all them dogs are just about the same. Moonlight makes me dilly. Sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy's ever seen. Allah and Buddha were singing at the Savior's feet. And up in the sky, an Arabian rabbi fed Quaker oats to a priest. Pretty good. Not bad, they can't complain. Cause actually, all them gods are just about the same. Pretty good. Not bad, I can't complain. Cause actually, everything is just about the same.
This is a song, or it's a subject I never meant to write about. It's a just another song about being on the road, you know. I never meant to write a song about being on the road because there's so many of them. Whenever I hear one introduced, I don't want to fall asleep or throw up or something. This one just kind of fell out the one night. I didn't want to throw it away.
The station was empty, the trains were all gone. I reached in the pocket, I waited for dawn. The clock played drums, and I hummed the sax, and the wind whistled down the railroad tracks. Hey, 3¼, 1¼ down. I'll bet it's tomorrow by rocking me on time. I walked in a restaurant for something to do. The waitress yelled at me, and so did the food. And the water tastes funny when you're far from your home, but it's only the thirsty that hunger to roam. And the clock played drums, and I hummed the sax, and the wind whistled down the railroad tracks. Hey, 3¼, 1¼ down. I'll bet it's tomorrow by rocking me on time. We'll build us a castle on Main Street and pretend that we're down on the farm. Hell, we'll hold out as long as we have to. Then we'll twist off each other's arms. Christ, I'm so mixed up and lonely. Can't even make friends with my brain. Yeah, I'm too young to be where I'm going, but I'm too old to go back again. Station was empty, trains were all gone. Reached in my pocket, waited for dawn. The clock played drums, and I hummed the sax, and the wind whistled down the railroad tracks. Hey, 3¼, 1¼ down. I'll bet it's tomorrow by rocking me on time, by rocking me on time, by rocking me on time, by rocking me on time. In the city, and me and Loretta liked living there. Well, it's been years since the kids had grown, a life of our own, and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War.
And I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Oh, people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello and not hello. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we both seen. Someday I'll go and call Rudy. We work together at the factory. Well, what could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing was with you. Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Oh, people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello and not hello. If you're walking down the streets in town and spot some hollow ancient ass, well, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello and not hello.
This is a song about a fellow went out and got himself a new boat. This is the first boat he ever had. He'd been waiting around for it for a long time, so he was pretty excited when he got it. As soon as he got hold of it, he took it out on the ocean right away and was out sailing all around with it. He didn't know it, but it happened to be the same day that Christ was out walking around there on the water. You know, this is the first time Christ had walked around on the water in a long time. He was pretty excited too, you know. So, both of them being as excited as they were, neither one of them were watching where they were going, you know. And this guy ran over and knocked him down. As soon as he realized just exactly who he'd knocked over, he turned the boat around and went back in there. Scooped him up out of the water and pulled him up on the deck, and he stood there looking down at him. Turns out nobody'd heard from Christ in a long, long time. You know, some people got to see his shroud on television once a year, you know. That's about it. Rolling Stone couldn't even get an interview with him, you know? So this guy was trying to think up a couple of real good questions to ask him when he came to. He figured he'd freelance. This is a mood song. That's why it's taking so long to get started.
While out sailing on the ocean, while out sailing on the sea, I bumped into the Savior. He said, "Pardon me." I said, "Jesus, you look tired." He said, "Jesus, so do you. Won't you sit down, son, cause I got some fat to chew." You see, everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize, old cow, what they may do. But everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Well, he spoke to me of morality, starvation, pain, and sin. Matter of fact, the whole dang time I only got a few words in. But I won't squawk, let him talk. Hell, it's been a long, long time. And any friend that's been turned down is bound to be a friend of mine. Cause everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize, old cow, what they may do. But everybody needs somebody that can talk to. Now we sat by for an hour or two just eating that gospel pie. Went around the bend, come a terrible wind and lightning lit the sky. He said, "So long, son, I gotta run, I appreciate you listening to me." And I believe I heard him sing these words as he skipped out across the sea. Hey, everybody, meet somebody that they can talk to. Someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize, old cow, what they may do. But everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Everybody needs somebody that they can talk to.
Right, thank you very much, John Prime, for a very interesting set there. And we'll hope to hear some more music from you when you return to this country.